We started our liturgy today with a very good opening prayer. The collect of today read simply, "Grant, O Lord, so perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps on the way that leads to eternal life. To know perfectly your Son, to be the way, the truth, and the life, and steadfastly follow the path that leads to eternal life." Two blessings that we pray for today. May this blessing be our strength as we go through our personal journey to the Father. The Gospel of John, in chapters 13 to the 17, five chapters that are entitled "The Farewell Discourse of Christ." He's literally saying, in a few, I'll be out of here. It's literally saying goodbye to you in this earthly existence. But no, I am going to the Father. And where I go, you will also go, because I will prepare a place for you. And he says, believe in me. If you have seen me, for all you who have seen me, you also have seen the Father. It is important to remember this. To know Christ perfectly as the way, the truth, and the life, so that we may follow steadfastly unto the path that he guided us on. The first one is almost easy, yet it is a lifelong task for you and me, to know Christ. It's not going to happen today because somebody told you. It is a continuing process, if you may, because it is not just a head game. It's not just knowing Christ, knowing the facts about Christ, knowing what happened to him when he was born, how he did it, the words he said. All have been printed and proclaimed. Through the ages, it's in scriptures. And a lot of people have written about Christ. There are countless books regarding Christ, the imitation of Christ, the life of Christ. It will take our lifetime to know Christ through our mind. And in our tradition, we have three important foundations, isn't it? We have been given scriptures, we have been given reason, and we have been given tradition, so that our faith may be well founded, if you may. But that is all about knowing Christ in our understanding and in our mind. But beyond this, the scriptures want us to remember, it's not just in knowing, but it is more so in how we are one with Christ. Knowing him in an intimate, daily way, if you may. How we are interacting with Christ daily. Through our prayer life, through our common celebration of the Eucharist, through our meditations, and most especially, our relations with one another. Because this is what Christ did, isn't it? Simply coming down in our midst. And this is what John, in his chapters 13 to 17, tries to proclaim to us. Significantly, the 14th chapter where we got our gospel reading today presents to us the direct words of Christ. And John, in his beautiful way, wants us to remember. His foundation is on the incarnation. The fact that Christ came to us to be one with us, to be human with us, experience us, talk with us, eat with us, but more so, suffer with us and for us. This is the incarnational event of the life of Christ, if you may. And John wants us to realize that, like the other synoptic gospels, we also transition onto the other parts of the life of Christ on earth. His passion and suffering, which we commemorated in the great Holy Week, is succeeded by the great event of the resurrection. Christ rose from the dead, and we continue to proclaim it with a great Alleluia, if you may. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. The Synoptic Gospels give us an account that says, almost telling us, He is risen, He is here. We know that. But John wants us to go further than the resurrection. Because by virtue of the resurrection, we are tempted to say, this is it. We are here. He is reigning in our midst, here, in this life, in this world. John wants us to be elevated in the next step, if you may. He wants us to realize that Christ, in his discourse to his disciples, wants them to know, I am going back to the Father. And in my going, you too will be going where I will be. Guess what? He's not talking about place, isn't it? He's talking about being with the Father. Simply stated, to be one with the Father. And so, if we want to perfectly know Christ, we don't have to ask the question that Thomas and Philip asked in the Gospel of today. We don't know the Father. Show us the Father and we will believe. We don't know the way. Show us the way. But Christ said, I have been with you. You have heard me. You have seen me. For you who know me, you also know the Father. And if we look at the gospel of today, he said very few words, but very important words. He used the word, I am. The way, the truth, and the life. The first time we heard the word I am was with Moses, who said, I'm going back to my people, Israel, and if they ask me who sent me, at whose power am I doing this, what's the name I'm giving them? Tell them, I am sent you. In our gospel today, Christ proclaimed clearly and definitely, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I and the Father are one. So in our life, may it be so. Knowing Christ in a very intimate way, that in the final moment of our earthly life, we know with surety, I'm one with you, Christ, and with you, I am with the Father. Easy? The second part of our prayer is a difficult one, that we may steadfastly follow the path to eternal life. Would have been easy to just jump on a car and drive on, isn't it? But Christ didn't say, the way to the Father is easy. The path to salvation, he said, is narrow and difficult. And he showed us the way, isn't it? It was simply the path that he took, which we proclaimed in our Holy Week, the Passion Week. He took the straight path to Jerusalem, to suffering and death on the cross. The cross is our reminder as a symbol of that second part of our prayer today, to steadfastly follow the path. And Christ was very clear in his command. Take up your cross daily and follow me. This is our life. Is it good news for all of us? I hope with great faith we say, this is good news. Because there is no surprise for us. So during the times when we are tempted, most tempted in our weak moment, whereby we are burdened, we are challenged, we have a loss, we have anything in our life, be it illness or handicap situation, we know Christ had it before us. And our response would be, your will, O Father, let it be done according to your will. Life becomes full and prosperous, if you may, when we embrace Christ in his total humanity in our midst. And we embrace Christ in his total divinity as we go through life. We proclaim him continuously through our daily encounter with one another. And so I just would like to say that perhaps the words of that old song from Godspell should accompany us in our daily journey towards the Father. It says, day by day, three things, O Lord, I pray. To see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, to follow you more nearly. Follow, see, love. These are important, but more so our relationship with Christ is always real each time we encounter one another. May it be such that we are able to proclaim, and the person we encounter is also able to proclaim, with the confidence that St. Paul brings to all of us, I live now, not I, but Christ lives in me. So that prayer again, may it be our daily reminder of who we really are. Grant us so perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in his way, in his path that leads to eternal life. Amen.